Whoa. Do you know what this is?
Guess what?
What?
No, go on. Try and guess what I'm going to say.
Lemonade is nice.
No. You pressed fucking record.
I know.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
You've done a good job this week.
I didn't think you noticed.
And that's it for this week's show. We've done all we can. We've pressed record. I'm very, very happy. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Back in the studio, aren't we, for another Alt Rock Repeat podcast?
And if you hear any bass guitar, that's the next room. They're playing it well
loud.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a situation where one of the dudes in the other room asked to borrow your electric cigarette or something.
Yeah, he wanted to go on it, and I'm a bit of a clean
with,
freak.
No, it's fine. I have no problem with that. But what's going to be weirder now is that. You said to the dude, no, and the guy was like really put out by it. He was being really sarcastic.
Yeah, I've got AIDS.
Really, really like a really sort of like petulant kind of response. But what's even worse is your cable wasn't working, so you went to get a new one, and you told the dude behind the desk that you could hear the bass, and now basically...
It's like we've dobbed on them.
Well, you. So they're really going to love this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Very happy to be back in the studio. I feel like I get more of a buzz from it, you know what I mean?
Good.
Your bedroom's all right, but I have to say, you did a good job with the quality of the old podcast last week. Not that I doubted you, do you know what I mean? But
wow.
I'm good. So go on, let's get started with the old news.
That's in the news?
Yeah, shit that's in the news. What have you got for me, lad?
Have you heard the new Deftones track?
I have, yes.
What do you think?
I think
Hearts Wires, yeah.
Yeah. I think to my reaction is I basically
boring.
Yeah, boring. Boring.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
like
very,
it.
Very it's the direction Deftones been going for a while. Kind of atmospheric droll. Just sort of like it's obviously you can very much tell it's a Deftones song, but compared to their old shit, it's just pure shit.
I didn't mind Prayer's Triangles.
Yeah, that was all right, but
I just think
they're trying too much to
but
be
new
different.
Just, yeah,
you know
it's just
what I mean?
Quite boring.
It's really boring, yeah. I don't know how that would be enjoyable live.
No, you just...
In any way.
What would you do? Just stand there and...
Just stand. Like, there's no...
That's fine, but it just drags, doesn't it? It really drags.
It's almost like you're expecting it to go somewhere and it just doesn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which to me is disappointing, really. But, yeah, I don't... Well, put it this way, dude. I'm not really anticipating buying their album
this year. Daniel Picata loves it, so it must be good.
Don't buy into that at all, no. I mean, I have no problem with him, but no.
Well, the album's out on Friday, isn't it? So I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
I'll
give it a couple of listens.
I've got to say, I've kind of like dwindled with Deftones over the years. I've kind of like was in love with them when I was a teenager, like, you know, back in the day of White Pony and stuff, and now, nah. Just take it or leave it, really. Not that bothered.
Yeah. And
I'll give it a listen, though.
I won't say too much about this, but they headlined that Never Shout Never festival, and barely any fucker turned up.
So you were telling me about this. So what was the situation then? You were telling me about
this. I don't really want to go into it, because I don't think too many people care, but way less than half the amount of people turned up, and most of the bands barely got paid any money. And there was a big like an upheaval about it. The guitarist of Emery has got a podcast himself. I forgot what it's called, but yeah, he had the actual promoter on, and he was just saying how they don't know why, they just didn't get many people.
But what's fascinating about this was you were telling me, and then I looked into it, was that the bands that were playing are massive bands in terms of the alternative scene.
Deftones, Beartooth, Emery, Neck Deep, State Champs.
So, you know, pretty...
1,800 people turned up.
1,800?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I thought it was 18,000.
1,800.
No wonder they lost money then.
Yeah.
Shit, dude, that is less than a gig at the Academy in Manchester.
Yep.
And, no, in fact, the Apollo's even smaller than that.
Underoath did a gig around about the same time, and they pulled in more people, and it cost them way less.
So. Yeah. Well, I would never want to be promoter.
Never Shout Never Festival has probably met its demise now.
I don't know, man. Didn't you...
No, it has. They're hundreds of thousands of pounds in debt now.
Yeah, perhaps. That's a real shame, because I'm all for, like, small independent festivals, you know, doing their own thing. But I'm very, 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 well, like...
To any promoter out there, they know it's a gamble.
Seriously, I think promoting is one of the biggest and most difficult jobs you could ever have.
Yeah.
It's really not that easy to do, man. But I have to say, hopefully they'll be able to do something of some description, the lads, the promoters, at some point. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I'd want to again.
I don't know if I'd want to, but it's what they know. Do you know what I mean? So, bit of a shame. But bit of news that was on the old Instagram machine was Green Day.
Green Day, yeah.
Yeah. Trey Cool. I saw a picture of Trey Cool in the studio with his green hair.
Hitting some tin.
Something.
Some sort.
Some kind of implement. I'm not too sure.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, good. Like,
good enough to go falsetto, wow.
The what, sorry?
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know what? Was it you that was saying that you didn't like American Idiot?
I've just never really been a fan of Green Day.
Oh, right. Well, I like them. I think that...
You know that time when Green Day and Nirvana were huge?
Yeah.
I wasn't one of the people that were part of that at all.
But the only thing about Green Day is that they reinvented themselves. And the only thing that I have to say about this is that they did like Dookie and had all their, like, you know, there was obviously arguably their biggest album to date, apart from American Idiot. But that was a concept album and it worked really well. The album after that was total shit, in my opinion.
A couple of the songs on American Idiot were pretty good.
I love the album. I absolutely adored it.
The one that went through several songs, like Jesus of Suburbia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But even like love songs that. Like American Idiot, it's kind of apt now. Do you know what I mean? Like, in terms of the amount of, what did I just say before? Concept albums, they've increased. But they did three albums in 1 year, didn't they? And that didn't do very well at all.
Oh, the
Uno Dos Tres, yeah. So
that was in 2012. That's probably the thing that I'm interested in the most, the fact that they haven't written anything new since.
I would hope that they're just going to do an album and not do some kind of, like,
yeah, those albums
storybook.
Were boring.
Apart from American Idiot. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. I have to say, I did not listen to any of those albums, the three albums.
I gave a couple tracks a listen the other day.
And?
Boring. Just
boring.
Bland.
God, you're on a vendetta this week, aren't you? Everything's boring. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might listen to them, but I'm happy. I would imagine that Green Day fans are also happy about this. But I want to talk about something
Where's he gone? Where have you gone?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just in the old computer just getting my notes, which, as Lynn will know, are very, very sparse. But did you hear about this? You know Disturbed?
Yes.
Never liked them. That's just... I'm not going anywhere with this, but I just don't like him as a band. I think they're very, 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 very bland.
Good singer.
Don't know. But anyway, they were playing a gig in the States.
Yeah.
And David, the lead singer, came on for an encore, like just him to sing an extra couple of songs, as they do.
Yeah.
And did you hear what he did? Did you not hear about this?
What?
So basically he went out and, you know, house lights went up and all that kind of malarkey. And there was a balcony in the venue and there was this woman texting on her phone.
Right.
So he called her out and was basically like berating her, saying that, you know, what are you doing on your phone? Get off your phone. And was basically, I would say, intimidated her in front of
victimized
all.
Victimized her.
Yeah, basically. And the woman said, she spoke out about it. Basically, she felt like she was in high school and that, you know, when you have something embarrassing happened to high school, everyone turns around and looks at you.
So what happened after he berated her?
But we just played the show. But I mean, like, the thing was, he publicly embarrassed this woman for texting on her phone, which at that time, you would not know who or what she was texting.
Yeah, she could have been doing anything.
Anything, yeah. But point being was that the dickhead, right, I think he's a douchebag for this anyway. But afterwards, so she spoke out about it saying that she could have been taking photos off the show, doing anything, but she said she'll never buy a Disturbed ticket again. It was actually her partner who was the fan and she went along with him.
Yeah.
But then the dickhead from the Disturbed on social media afterwards said that, you know what? She's not a true fan. A real true fan would not have been on their phone at all.
It could have been an emergency.
Exactly.
You just never know exactly why she was on her phone.
He also said that They sold out the show, and a true fan would could have bought that ticket instead of her, and that she wasn't a fan because she went with a partner who was a fan. I mean, what kind of fucking bullshit is this, man? You know what I mean? Seriously.
What's he thinking? Like, just because he's got the stage, he can say and do whatever the fuck he wants.
But the thing is, these days, dude, like, phones are everywhere. And yeah. the point being is that what's next? Like, you know, I hope something happens to one of him at his shows where, like, it's like the other way around. Someone berates him for doing something like, you know, talking to someone on the side stage. And, no, give us your attention. Don't talk to your mates on the side of the stage, mate. Do you know what I mean? We are here paying your show. Do you know what I mean? All this kind of, like, behaviour.
I don't get why he was such a dickhead to her, but I do get, because there is a bit of a grey area with people and their phones and bands saying, like, you shouldn't bring... But is that they're in the minority.
But to single out one person's wrong.
Yeah.
That's fundamentally wrong.
Completely wrong. Well, so it's victimising and it's...
Fuck you, dickhead. That's all I'm saying. So that was my bit of a news.
Just add into the hate list a bit more.
My hate list is always growing, but I genuinely think that is not cool. You know
no,
I mean?
No, not
in
at all.
Any way. So I hope he is listening and, yeah.
Bring fuck
it on.
You.
Bring it on, dickhead. So... This week, what are we talking about?
Well, it kind of ties in with Deftones and Green Day.
Okay.
Ish, because, I mean, it's anthems. We're going to talk about anthems, anthemic bands in quotation marks.
Inverted commas, yeah.
Inverted yep. commas, yeah. I don't believe that a genre can be called anthemic X, like anthemic punk, anthemic rock.
Yeah, yeah. We can talk about that, but go on. What else?
Well, let me just look at my notes, because... I get a
which
bit,
are extensive.
They always are. I got a bit confused between when we were thinking about doing these anthems.
Yeah.
This anthems feature. I was getting confused between anthem, ballad, and classic. I was like, are they one and the same thing? Are they not?
Interesting. Yeah, it's a good point.
But I didn't know. But basically, an anthem is just like an uplifting song.
Pretty much. That's what I would say. Yeah.
But then when you look at like anthemic bands from the past. What the people have called anthemic, like Journey, Boston, Queen and all that, they are huge, really big, successful bands. And I just think that to put anthemic in your genre name for your band is really quite far-fetched, and you're giving yourself a lot of work to do. And the fact that anthems can be... Well, anthems are subjective, right? Do you think so?
I don't know. I don't think an anthem... correlates to one particular genre. I don't think that a band can necessarily be anthemic per se, but I do think that some bands are more so than others.
Because you can have your own personal anthem for a band. The anthem for a band for me, you could be different to the song that you think is the anthem for the band, same band.
Yeah, but I don't think...
So to call yourself anthemic is...
Who's calling themselves anthemic? Who's actually self-proclaimed?
There's a load of bands out there, like signed and signed, and like anthemic rock.
Anthemic rock, right.
Another way to call it is arena rock as well.
I would say I'm more inclined to use arena rock than anthemic rock.
They're one and the same thing.
But I would know what I'm talking about in terms of just like, what's the word? Like terminology. I would say, I think it is more... of a valid term to use.
If you're calling yourself arena rock, you're giving yourself a big task before you even get going, surely.
Yeah, no, but I don't think one could not call themselves arena rock until they play arena rock shows. Yeah. You know what I mean? So your bands like, like the ones you mentioned before, like, you know,
Journey
and all these type of people, like Bon Jovi, you know, band, Motley Crue.
Kiss.
Yeah, all these type of bands. Yep. They're massive, but I don't think... that there is a genre such as anthemic something per se. I think that you can be an anthemic band. Like for me, here's what my example is, right?
Sure.
I personally think that, and this might be a bit controversial, but I don't care. I really like 30 Seconds to Mars, right?
I was thinking about them when I started this, yeah.
And a lot of people, musicians and non-musicians, think that they are anthemic, right? In certain ways.
I think
ways.
It's because it's the epic choruses, isn't it?
Yes. But what Jared Leto does, which is very clever, is that he knows how to involve the audience in all areas.
I disagree.
No, because if you think about it, if you've listened to their last two albums, a lot of their songs, right? Okay, for me, I think a band can have anthemic songs, but can't be anthemic themselves per se. an anthemic song is uplifting, but a lot of these days people are using the public, like us, general people, not choirs, just normal people, singing on their tracks. That creates an anthemic atmosphere for me. So in 30 Seconds to Mars, I've got several songs like this on both their the last two albums, where they have like...
Where you were saying he incorporates the crowd a lot. I actually saw them at Reading and he got two people up on stage to stand behind him and do fuck all. It was hilariously bad.
That aside, like, he does always bring someone up on stage. But what I mean is that, like, they openly invite people to go to the studio with them and sing along with them. Do you know what I mean? Which, to me, is an anthem. Like, so Kings and Queens, that's an anthem.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of songs which are anthemic. They're very, and it's very, very layered. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of layers for me of a contemporary band anyway. Do you know what I mean? So I think any band can have an anthem. Yeah, that's apparent.
I think the anthem for my youth.
Yeah.
For instance, which you can have an anthem for fucking anything. So the anthem for my youth is probably All the Small Things.
Okay.
Or Monkey Wrench.
Right. But when you say, I don't understand what you mean by anthem though. Do you mean anthem of like?
It's the thing where I look. It's like, it's the thing that was the best song for the best kind of happy songs that I look back and remember that period.
There we go. So happy, right? So all anthemic songs happy?
Well, uplifting kind of makes you happier, surely.
No, it is. But what I'm saying is that is an anthemic song always uplifting?
Could you have an anthem of a sad anthem then?
You can have a ballad.
That's
where
a ballad comes in.
A ballad is more of a
slow, romantic, sentimental.
Yes, yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Song.
I would say so. Yeah. So like Guns N' Roses did a lot of
and Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but massive Guns N' Roses, huge songs. They're arena rock. To me, they are arena rock in every sense of the word.
AC/DC as well.
Massive band. Do you know what I mean? So I mean, the list goes on. But I think these days, I mean, Journey's a good one. I think Journey's a very good one because, let's face it, what's that song called?
Well, even Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah. That's an anthem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that I wouldn't say that Journey are an anthemic band. I would say that they are a arena band, if anything.
Yeah.
If you're going to use that terminology, do you know what I mean? But it's all subjective, as you said. Do you know what I mean?
Who's the what would be an anthem of your youth?
Give me 10 seconds to think about that while you rattle on about something else. But I mean, I personally, I think everyone likes an anthem. Queen. I'm not a fan of Queen. I just don't think that. I think Freddie Mercury had a fucking A voice. He was really, I mean, like, no one can sing like him necessarily. I mean, I don't get the whole Adam Laughing Boy, whatever his name, Adam, whoever Queen are touring with
Levine?
Now. Whatever his name is, I just don't get it. It's like, it's just sacrilege, man. Stay the fuck away. Do you know what I mean? I think Brian May just needs to sort his life out and move on. Do you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that Freddie was an icon in himself. And they had huge songs. Lots of anthems that we all know and we can all sing along to. But I don't think they're one of the all-time greats. I think they had some all-time great songs, right?
Yeah.
But
We Are the Champions. That's
an anthem.
Yeah.
Right? Bohemian Rhapsody?
I don't know.
See, to me, that's just an epic song.
Well, it makes everybody happy when it comes on in pubs.
But it's not really
stuff.
An anthem. Cause an anthem is almost like a montage, I always feel sometimes.
A montage?
Like, so if you can do a montage of Adam's childhood or whatever the
That's. I think you're confusing that with classic.
See, this is what I'm saying. It's always different terms.
Yeah.
It's like, if... Like,
an anthem is literally, the definition is rousing... Rousing, whatever the word is, and uplifting.
Okay. So for my youth, it would be... Oh, Christ, there's too many. I can't think of any. Blink's a good one, though. They're obviously... They're not... But they are... What are they, pop punk?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
Like, well, say Newfound Glory were a huge part of my youth, but I wouldn't say they're anthemic, but they have an anthemic song for me, for them. Like, Newfound Glory's anthem... will be My Friends Over You.
Right.
Do you get what I mean with the different ways you can say anthem and how it's subjective?
Yeah. But, I mean, personally, I don't know, man. I think it's a bit of a... I don't think there's a definitive answer to this.
No, and going to, like, more contemporary, modern bands, say the new Architects track.
Yeah.
That is an anthem for me. Like, it's now the new metalcore anthem.
Is there a sing-along to it?
Yeah, the chorus.
But no, is there like a like, you know,
albeit it's fucking difficult to sing to. It's high as fuck.
No, but what I mean is that, like, you know, when I was talking about 30 Seconds to Mars having, like,
it doesn't have to have group or crowd vocals.
No,
though,
true.
Does it?
But I was just asking, did the song have this?
No.
No, right, okay, cool. No, that's fair. But you know what? Once again.
But that's showing how it's subjective, because for me, that's really uplifting, that song. But for someone else, it might not be.
Absolutely. But that's what music is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if
so it goes back to people saying that they are anthemic as a band, is quite, it's not wrong, but it's difficult. And
yeah, perhaps. But the thing is, like, last week you were ranting and trying to labour the point that you thought The Black was oblique and that you didn't like Askin's new album. And yeah. I was talking to Lynn, or as you know, a Kaz, yep. And she listened to the album. And what was interesting was she said to me that she thought it was a lot more commercial than she thought.
Really?
In inverted commas, like, as in, like, not bring me
polished
territory. Yeah, just that, once again, you know what was, this is really fascinating, yeah? We both said, and she said as well, which is really fascinating, and I would love it if all of you got in contact with us and tell us what you think about everything and anything via our platforms to do with anthems or whatever. But if you've got anything to say on Asking,
yeah,
in particular, the production value, right, is so good that it won't ever be able to be replicated live in a million years.
No, well, because they've used the computer as an instrument.
Yeah.
That.
So what the point being?
Well, they
is
can,
that,
but
well, they can, but the point being is how
the live act would be too polished then.
Yeah. How would that? How can you have an album that is that polished or that, you know, the using computers and whatnot and making it sound so, you know, putting so much reverb and all this stuff on his voice that when he performs live, he can't actually, you know, do it. His range is amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So the point being is that when you look at a band, it's always subjective, whatever you think. So this Architect song you might think is an anthem, I may disagree. You know what I mean? It's entirety. So it's all, as you said, personal preference. But I think the makeup of an anthem is definitely uplifting, I would say, in inverted commas, happy music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Like, We Will Rock You by Queen is really simple, but really uplifting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that an anthem needs to be more, to label a band or a song an anthem, it needs to be more generalised in popularity?
For the masses, yeah. For the masses, but not necessarily, because let's face it, you know, what you're saying before, you're on about Monkey Wrench, that's not a mainstream song per se, is
no,
it?
No, it's
do
not.
You know what I mean?
But it's very anthemic for me.
What about Smells Like Teen Spirit? That's anthemic.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's an anthem. It's
or
basically
is it a classic.
Well, this is the whole point. I mean, for me, it's an anthem because every time you go to a rock club and you hear that song, everybody gets involved. For me, the way that I look at an anthem is if people are singing along to it, that's an anthem to me. That's what I think. Yeah. If you can sing along to something like collectively, like
so
a
when,
massive group.
So when I go see Knuckle Puck on Thursday.
Oh, are
and
you?
I sing along to every song, that means every song's anthemic.
No, I'm talking about a group, the entire group, the entire audience. Where
yeah, they'll all be singing along.
I doubt
so
that.
The Wonder Years are anthemic. They're very, if a band's very vocal-based and a lot of their the fans love them just for their lyrics and they all sing along to them, does that mean they're anthemic?
I think
Wonder Years are very emotional and quite depressing.
Yeah,
everybody sings along to all their lyrics.
I think that there are certain songs that have like a more of an impact, shall we say, in an anthemic sense. So when I say when people sing along to it, I mean like the entire audience
so
sings
you mean
along
the,
to it.
With 30 Seconds to Mars, like the
yeah, pretty much. And things like
that was completely out of
you know like We Will Rock You doesn't even need music. Do you know what
no,
I mean? You don't
doesn't.
Even need music for that. You can just use your clap. You can just literally clap.
Yeah.
And stomp your feet and all that kind of bullshit. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I mean. Like, you can, what is it, a cappella? Do you know what I mean? You can literally just do it as and when you want. Florence is a good one. Florence has a lot of anthemic songs. Do you
She's
know what I mean?
She's kind of an arena.
She is now. Yeah, definitely.
Artist.
But once again, for me, musically, very, very.
So does that mean LaRue as well and people like that?
No, I, my opinion, no. I think she's.
What's interesting to me is a lot of these bands we've been mentioning, like Boston Journey, even bands like ZZ Top.
Oh, Boston, fucking brilliant! Yeah,
they're all very old.
Yeah,
and can you think of many modern bands that are like that, that aren't pop.
That aren't pop?
Yeah.
30 Seconds to Mars.
But they're not, I haven't heard of them for ages.
They haven't had an album out in a couple of years, yes.
No.
A few years,
would
yes.
they still have the same impact now?
Without a doubt.
But can you think of many others? You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is the whole anthemic slash arena rock genre kind of diminished through the lack of prosperity of bands these days due to oversaturation?
No, not really. I think that in my...
Like, would bands like these bands we've been mentioning, would they be... Is that like the Justin Biebers of these days?
No, I wouldn't say so, no. I mean, first of all, can you do me a favour, please? The world. And give us a message on Twitter. What is it? At Alt Rock Repeat.
It's at Alt Rock Repeat for Twitter. / Alt Rock Repeat for Facebook. And if you're an emailer.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's some people like this.
Alt Rock Repeat.
A gmailer.com. Yeah, please do. To answer your question, I was talking to someone about this, and I think a lot of genres are time-based. Do you know what I mean? I think they only exist for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, like emo, for example. They only lasted a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist anymore, per se. But anthemic rock, I think, will always exist. But I think that the actual genre in itself...
As a catalogue genre? Or
no.
Is it,
no. I think that each band has the potential to create an anthemic rock song of this magnitude.
But it's a difficult task to give yourself from the offset, isn't it?
Of course it is, yeah. But pop music is always going to have anthems. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oversaturation. It's written by professionals, not the actual artists.
Yeah, but like you've got like, for me, it's a sing-along. And I know you said like you were going to Knuckle Puck and you'd be singing along and all this shit. But for me, I'm talking about like a sing-along with nothing else than like ABBA, right? ABBA is a good one, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant songs. That are
anthemic?
Yeah, because you sing along to Dancing Queen and you know, everyone knows the lyrics to that.
Do you think you're a dancing queen when you're singing along?
I always think I'm a dancing queen. I'm a dancing queen right now. Do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean? These are the bands. And
young
once again,
and keen. What are the lyrics? That's not the lyrics.
Dancing queen, young and free,
oh,
only
not keen.
17. But the thing is, once again, old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not new.
Which is what I'm on about, the lack of prosperity with these bands that just come and go and come and go and now.
Foo Fighters are massively arena rock. And they've got some new songs which I would say would translate into...
Breakout is pretty anthemic, I think.
Pretty old, though. I mean, like, yeah, it is anthemic, but it's not... It's one of their older tracks, isn't it? In terms of the newer stuff, they've got some songs that I'd certainly, I would say, would be... In that category.
But that's why I'm saying I think Architects are anthemic, because they've been around quite a while now, right?
Architects, yeah.
And now they're just progressing and getting better and better and better.
I love them. Love
they
them.
Are going to prosper for a long time.
They are going to be the I think with Asking.
That's why I'm saying they're the
metalcore people, the metalcore bands to
Architects
set the...
are the anthemic metalcore band for me.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or classic. Who knows?
See, classic to me is, I would say, is more about its longevity. Do you know what I mean? If I use the word classic...
Not,
cause we're not
necessarily.
Old. Yeah, but if you say that's a classic, classic has got usually...
But I could say, oh, that's classic key. And I've only known you 6 months.
No, that's true. I don't know, man. I'm not very good with like definitions.
You were those
stuff.
Knuckles then?
I did, yeah. I did. Bloody hell. That's usually me, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm always doing that shit, man. I don't know, man. Once again, we're just going on and on and on. But I think the main thing here is I think that I don't think there's such a genre anymore. So this week, not even this week, like every week, we're going to end this show with a lovely unsigned band. Now, I would like to make this point very quickly.
Yeah,
a
sure.
Lovely young lady called Steph got in contact with us from a PR company.
Oh, from Domino PR.
Domino PR. And like always, we are very, very open to anyone getting in contact with us. And I would say 100% of the people who've got in contact with us, bands or PR otherwise, have been lovely. So thank you very much.
And have been played.
Yeah. So we will play your song. But
of course we will.
Now we're going to do the outro. Whatever you want to call it, with the unsigned band, it away.
The unsigned band this week actually inspired the talk on anthems.
They did indeed.
Within their description, they mentioned that they are anthemic rock.
Yes.
And it got me thinking about everything we've just spoken about.
Absolutely.
I think it's quite brave to call yourself anthemic rock from the get-go, like I've said previously.
I like that, though. I really think that fair play to them. You know, I mean, who's to say that we're right? Who's to say that they're wrong? No, well,
I'm thinking it's subjective. We'll leave it to everybody else to...
Yeah, totally, man. But this song is solid. It's a solid song, you know what I mean?
You kind of have to watch the video with the song. It's they go together quite well. It's kind of like a Rocky-esque music video, and they say it's about someone who's training and striving to reach their end goal. So that's anthemic in itself, isn't it?
Very, very, very relatable. I like it. No, it's a solid song, and I wish them all the very best in pursuing the anthemic rock title. And I'm not saying they're not, but I just think, you know, fair play to them. Yeah. Fair play to them. Where are they from?
They're from Leeds.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. They're called Day Old Hate.
Yeah.
And this song has not long been released, I don't think.
Yeah, it's what was it? It's now just April now, isn't it? So not that long ago.
It's off their EP First Light, I believe.
Cool. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. And I would have to say that Leeds are doing quite well in the old unsigned scene, aren't they? We've got a lot of bands
it's
from
always North. Had a great music scene.
Oh, without a doubt, man.
The EP was released in February, and it's available to buy now in all good online retailers.
That's a nice little plug you got there, mate. Lovely stuff. Yeah, no, solid song, like them. Good luck to the lads. Once again, I said they were very, 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 very friendly.
And like I said, anthemic, subjective. I'd like to let everybody else listen to it, see what they think.
Totally, man. Totally. But go check them out. How can you get in contact with them, man? Oh, hold on. Didn't you tell me a little bit of interesting trivia about one of the members of the band?
Yeah, Will Smith's in the band.
Will Smith is now in this band.
I mean, I know he started getting back into music, but I didn't think he'd be joining an old rock band.
He wanted to be credible, man. You know what I mean? Because only so much of this, like, I would say, what's it called? Like, rap in inverted commas, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's kind of like comedy rap, I would say. But now he's going to be a serious musician, and he's now playing in Day Old Hate. Good lad.
By the way, he's not, but it's quite funny that he's called...
But there is a dude called Will Smith
There is a dude called Will Smith in the band.
Totally, man. So how can you get in contact with him, dude?
You can get in contact with him via...
The old Facebook and the old Twitter on the old internet machine.
Facebook.com/Day Old Hate. And also... Twitter, you can tweet them at Day Old Hate Band.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Sorry, that was a really shocking voice.
That was awful.
I don't even know what that was.
Don't do that ever.
Anyway, I'm very, very happy to play this out this week, as always. Lovely job. So thanks again for listening this week. We will be back next week. Same time, same place.
Of course.
Hopefully with some more relatively interesting conversations.
We try our best, don't we?
We do try our best. So, have a lovely week. We will see you next week. Playing us out this week is Day Old Hate with Don't Chase Me.
Bye-bye.
Going on in my mind. Oh, I've been here before. Why won't you listen to me? You've seen the mountains I've had to climb. Oh, I won't fade away. 'Cause I will be there for you. As you feel the change, there's nowhere to take.
Chase me. Don't be bitter when you hear me say I won't be here a year today. How much more can I take?
Don't chase me. Don't chase me.